This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Team 980, we're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey apps. The youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, taking you up to 6:45. Wizards basketball coming up following myself in about 20 minutes or so. We'll be joined by Chase Hughes of the Monumental Sports Network. He covers the Washington Wizards. We'll get his thoughts on the news that just became official. Brian Keefe just spoke to the reporters pregame, and it is officially been confirmed. Marcus Smart and Chris Middleton going to make their Wizards debuts tonight. So good news. The big question that we'll discuss with Chase, and we'll discuss it coming up in a few moments here, are they going to be in the starting lineup? Are they going to be in the starting lineup? That's my big question. It's good to have good veterans on your basketball team. I wonder how they impact the minutes of the youngins. We'll discuss that coming up top of the 6 o'clock hour. Right now, though, we've taken a ton of your calls on whether or not you want the Commanders to bring back Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz. Joel Corey, one of the best salary cap gurus in the NFL, forecasted that if Washington brings both of those highly impactful veterans back, it could cost the team close to $20 million against the cap. I continue to believe the juice is worth the squeeze when it comes to Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz. I think they're both two key veterans that help you out a ton in the locker room. And then from a production standpoint, they helped you a ton on the field. Here's a Bobby Wagner nugget that I'm not sure you all are privy to. Jaden Daniels went on the Kay Adams show during the Super Bowl week out at Radio Row. And he gave a story, told a story about just how impactful Bobby Wagner is. They were coming home from a road game, and they got in late. It was like 2 in the morning. Jaden was referencing, and I think it was the Cardinals game he was talking about. And Bobby, as they were unloading their stuff, said, "Hey, don't go home. Come with me." Bobby and Jaden end up going back to the facility at 3 o'clock in the damn morning. Doing what? Taking care of their bodies. Ice tub, watching film. That's the type of veteran leadership that Bobby Wagner brings to the equation for this Commanders defense. So if Jaden's got anything to say about it, they're both coming back. He loves to pick on the Ninja Turtle, Bobby Wagner, and he loves throwing the ball to Zach Ertz. So I think they're both going to come back. One thing that has been discussed in a way that they could potentially have a little more cap to spend coming up in free agency is if they part ways with a couple of key veterans. Ben Standig of The Athletic put together a great piece kind of highlighting some of the salary cap decisions that Washington's going to have to make, and I love the way Ben started this article. He said, no amount of money is too much money. Here are the big salary cap savings the Commanders could have if they choose to part ways with a couple of key veterans. Let's start with the one that's most popular to you all, Jonathan Allen. If the Commanders make the decision to move on from Jonathan Allen, they would save $16 million against the cap, which is a hell of a lot of money. Almost the amount of money, right, that it's going to cost to bring back both Ertz and Wagner. Here is my thing about cutting John Allen or any veteran on this roster. It's one thing to have money to spend, right? I get it. Everybody wants to have the most money. Everybody wants to spend big. All that's fine and dandy. I'm not in the business of giving away good football players. That's how I maneuver with this. You can say what you want about John Allen. I know I've been critical of him and Deron, calling them the Alabama bank robbers. It's a joke. We have fun here on the Team 980. But my point is, no other team in the National Football League is allocating this percentage of the cap to two defensive tackles. And for that reason, yeah, I would think about parting ways with John Allen. But the thing to me is this. How do you replace John Allen? Because I'll tell you what, Johnny Newton, we talked about him yesterday. Less than to be desired, talking about what he gave you last year from a production standpoint. Now, I get it. I try to give him the benefit of the doubt. He was hurt throughout training camp. He didn't get to go through a traditional offseason. But if you're going to just evaluate him on the play itself, how in the hell are you trying to part ways with John Allen? Why is that something you'd be interested in doing? To get money? Who are you replacing these guys with is my big question. So if you do choose to move on from John Allen, it saves you $16 million against the cap. Here's the other guy that I think is interesting and somebody I'd strongly consider parting ways with. Andrew Wiley. Andrew Wiley, to me, last year was the beneficiary of playing with the best dual-threat quarterback in the National Football League, talking about Jaden Daniels, right? Think about it. Andrew Wiley plays tackle on the side Daniels can see. So my thing is, well, how well did he actually play? People look at I think he gave up just one sack on the season. I think the pressure numbers are more of an indicator in terms of how he played last year. 24 pressures given up by Andrew Wiley. That was close to top of the National Football League, meaning the most pressures given up. So if you want to part ways with Andrew Wiley, I'm willing to have that conversation all day long. But the same thing I'm saying for John Allen, the same thing I'm saying for Andrew Wiley. Do you have adequate enough replacements to part ways with a guy? Because say what you want about Wiley, he was available all 17 weeks. And what's the best ability? Availability. So, yeah, I think you could upgrade at that spot. Yeah, I think you could save some money. But can you bring in an equal or better football player to replace him? That's the question to me. And I've talked about it throughout the last couple of weeks. The tackle market in free agency, chef's kiss, loaded with talent. Loaded with talent. You can get good talent in the draft on the offensive line. You can get good talent in free agency via the offensive line. So parting ways with Andrew Wiley is actually interesting to me. The other one is this, and I saw NFL.com put out their list of potential cap casualties for all 32 teams in the National Football League. And, of course, for Washington, it wasn't John Allen. And I know that's the guy that you all think is going to get cut. It wasn't John Allen who NFL.com put. They put Marshawn Lattimore. Now, if Marshawn Lattimore is released, the Commanders would save $18 million against the cap. It's a lot of money. But here's the thing with Marshawn Lattimore. Same thing I said for the other two cats. Are you going to bring in equal or better talent to replace him moving forward? I don't know if you can. And I think with Lattimore, I could be more, ten on ten with the statement. You're not bringing in anyone better than Marshawn. You're not. And here's the big reason why I'm not moving on. You gave up premium draft capital last year at the trade deadline to acquire his services. To move on at this point doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I get you'll have extra money to spend. That's great. But when you look at the free agent class at corner, and then you look at the draft class at corner, free agency at corner, you can bring somebody in. I'm a big Charvarius Ward guy. I think Adam Peters and company are going to be interested in him because of the familiarity from being in San Francisco. But outside of that, like, there isn't a bunch of guys out there. And corner is a position to me, another premium spot, where if they're hitting free agency, they probably have some type of significant flaw. So with Lattimore, yeah, probably going to end up bringing him back. What say you, though? 301-230-0980 is the number. Who makes the most sense to part ways with? If you cut John Allen, you get $16 million in savings. If you cut Andrew Wiley, you get close to $8 million in savings. If you cut Marshawn Lattimore, it's close to $18 million in savings. Who makes the most sense to cut? We'll take your calls on that coming up next. Plus, Joe DeLeon, lead draft analyst for A to Z Sports, joined us yesterday and gave us some insight on the tackle class and offensive line class in the NFL draft, something that could influence a potential cut. Your calls next on the Team 980.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.